This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Afghanistan, several airplanes chartered to evacuate hundreds who are running from the Taliban are grounded. Conflicting accounts about why. Congressman Michael McCaul, the top Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee, says some Americans who've been trying to get out of Afghanistan cannot.
We have six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters. And the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now.
He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. The Taliban say they have taken Panjshir province north of Kabul, the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. Here in the U.S., it's Labor Day, but for millions of Americans, it's a day when they are losing all their unemployment benefits. They came with the government's COVID protection program. The AP's Julie Walker.
A $300 a week federal unemployment supplement that began in March expires today, along with two other federal programs that cover the self-employed and gig workers and the long-term unemployed. About 8.9 million people will lose all their unemployment aid as a result. President Biden's administration believes the U.S. economy is strong enough not to be rattled by the drop in unemployment benefits. Officials maintain that other elements of the safety net, like the child tax credit and the SNAP program, are enough to smooth things over.
The destruction left by the remnants of Hurricane Ida have officials and experts agreeing on this. Roads, sewers, and housing in the Northeast have to be improved, and fast. A former Marine is under arrest in Florida, accused of shooting and killing four people he didn't know, including a mother and the baby she was cradling, before being arrested. Authorities say he appears to have mental health problems. This is AP News. Let's go to the movies with the AP's Ben Thomas.
Labor Day weekend has been an unusually busy one for the nation's theaters. In years past, people have not flocked to the movies Labor Day weekend. Throw in a surging Delta variant of the coronavirus and you get a blockbuster?
The Ten Rings gave our family power.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings was that, at least for the pandemic era. It smashed the record for Labor Day openings with an estimated $71.4 million in ticket sales. It's Marvel's first film led by an Asian superhero. The Walt Disney Company is releasing Shang-Chi only in theaters for an exclusive 45-day run. I'm Ben Thomas.
Listen to this. The average price of a new vehicle in August hit a record, just above $41,000, more than $8,000 higher than it was just 2 years ago. That from J.D. Power. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.